Blog Talk Radio.
I have been reading Book of Genesis. I read a past night Genesis, my daily reading. During the morning I read something to do this, and during the evening I read some of the Old Testament. Reading from the Old Testament, I'm kind of focused on Joseph, who is the younger son of Jacob, who takes I don't have a particular script for this. I'm just going to jump from one chapter to another, and I'll go to what a main thing is, security. Just the background of the legend, Joseph is son of Jacob. He was Jacob's favorite son. This caused a kind of rift between him and his other brother, because he was his father's favorite. I wasn't Joseph to do the perfect thing. And when he told his brothers about a couple of dreams, and they were angry. They were angry, but they were jealous. So Joseph returned to that. They, maybe not so much them, but the way the metaphor is, but you know, everyone will bow down to him. Even his father, even Jacob. Now, when Jacob went to Joseph, went to see how his brothers were doing, they see him so and put him in the kitchen. Later on, the Ishmaelite, I was born chapter 37. Now, Reuben did want to kill him because of his blood. Blood came in their hand. Now, what happened is Joseph was put into a pit, and some Midianite traders passed by, threw him up out of the pit, and sold him to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of gold. And Joseph was taken to. Now, I can imagine this one, Joseph's son, he wasn't being a shepherd, but he didn't buy his brother. Now he's taken to another pit, different culture, different language, different everything. That would be the only thing. 39. And now, Joseph lets the Egypt, and he was up and overseeing all of everything that happened. Pharaoh's house, Potiphar, he's an officer of Pharaoh. It says in verse 2, chapter 9, the Lord was Joseph. He became a just man. He was in the house of Egyptian mess. Now, I'm pretty sure Joseph wasn't expecting this. I'm pretty sure Joseph was flying, off his life. Now, I don't know the timeline. Time to think in Egypt and the timeline they just place over all in the house of Potiphar. But the important thing is, God was with him. But Joseph knew that God was with him. So that might that was like a comfort bit. Put into jail. So I went from master of the house to jail. So we had to remember that God was still with him. The president, chief jailer, committed him. Prison care of all the prisoners. Now, Chief Caleb saw something in him. Now, I don't know Potiphar. I know he's angry when he found out that he was an abuse of his life. But when Potiphar, I think, might have had a fault, doesn't think that he did it, so he must have. He might have had a soft spot for Joseph. Now, the jail was so something that he had to put over the old side of all the prisons. Now, one thing Joseph learned of was humility. He was a 17-year-old, and he was sharing those dreams with his brothers. You know, he was he's kind of brash, he came off kind of a boy and all. And then when he brought into Egypt, all that was real with him was God. As I mentioned, he was in a land, he was in a foreign land with another culture, another language, society altogether. Well, God was still supposed to God was with him. Then, before he interpreted his dreams, prisoner, Joseph was hoping that, he shared the dreams with his prisoners. One was his butler. One thing about roomies, I'm sorry I've been having some technical difficulties, so I think we got them straightened out now. Now, one thing about roomies is there are many twists and turns. As a trans person, I can attest to that. I was checking on many places that I had never been before. This is something totally new to me. My Christian journey has been a bit longer than many times But it hasn't, you know, it's been something for us that I'm thankful for, because I've learned so much from. Now, Jenny's bringing in a new territory. Well, Wilson is in a new country. He's in a different country, a different place. Most likely one example is you're going to a new job. So when you're going to a new job, well, you're in a different territory. You're in a new territory. You have to learn new things. You have to, you know, interact with people, new people, make new friendships and other things that, you know, journey to this part of life. Another thing with journeys is it's uniquely your own. What I mean by that is each person's journey is different. Each person's journey is unique. You know, I look at the Jesus' ministry, his journey was unique, to say the least. You know, many go back to Joseph's journey was unique. Abraham's journey is unique. Each person's journey is different. And so, you know, we all have things like us and death. And I transition. I had to learn a lot of things. My journey, I had to learn how to live with my new identity. My journeys aren't always smooth, that's for sure. You know, you run into violent places, you run into some rocky roads, you run into some thorny bushes. You know, you may be vilified, you're attacked verbally, you know, people look at you differently, people look down on you. But that was nothing new. Jesus was looked down upon. So that's, you know, that's new to the human experience. That's nothing new to the human experience. Every human experiences some kind of rejection. But the main thing is, when you're on the journey, the journeys can vary in life and time. Jesus' ministry is 3 years. I just think about the Israelites as you go later on. In the Old Testament, they wandered in the desert 40 years. That's quite a journey. The journeys can last maybe a few days, the last months, the last years. It may last a lifetime. But still, journeys are still unique for that long. And nobody can walk the forms. Nobody can walk through for your life is uniquely different from other people's life. It can't get scary, you know. Mostly I do know back then is to get a few crossroads. So whether you want to continue, whether you want to stop, whether you want to go back, whether you want to continue on. I've been out on numerous occasions. And I would say I really don't have to make a decision. You don't want to stay where I was. You don't want to go back. Don't want to see you on. It reminded me of a time I was walking over a bridge. You know, right in the middle of the bridge, it rained. I mean, it rained in my heart. Now, I could have stayed where I was. I could have gone back, but I wasn't going to go back to where I came from. could have stayed there, but so could have gone. Or I could have been continued on. Or I continued on. Think about the people who first came to America. You know, everybody came into the unknown, an unknown land, didn't know what awaited them. But they were willing to take that journey. And we all need it. You know, we all will take some journey. But remember that God's with us. So it's like you're not out there by yourself. Oh, God is with you. One other point I like to make is that there was a final destination to the city. And since I think everyone knows that money is free, I'm on the tough time when I was working. I'm retired now. When I was working, I was in the worked on a couple of projects. We worked on a couple of things that changes. And when my eyes sunset, I sensed that my journey was free. I sensed my work. It was time to move on to the next thing. Next journey. Now I think about it. Going to go all our lives. But just think about where you are now. Where were you yesterday? Where were you a year ago? 2 years ago? 5 years ago? 10 years ago? Maybe 30 years ago? Would you want to change anything? Would you want to go back to what you were or where you came from? Or are you happy you are, or are you happy where you are now? I think the thing about the pandemic is that the pandemic is people are on journeys. People are learning to be skilled. People are discovering new ways of doing things. People are going to maybe they move off of what affects my father. But maybe they get to prove that they don't get it. Maybe they don't get it. Maybe they don't get it. Maybe they kill us some old. Some old skills. They're going to tag on you. Yeah. And it's like our first walk. Much of it already, you can always use it, but my best to you, keep going. There is a final destination after completing my journey. There's always a final destination. I have a saying, you know, you start, you know, whatever you do, it always leads somewhere. I can't imagine going up there and you're nowhere. You're nowhere. You know, whatever you're doing wrong, it's just God, just God, where you keep it going. So finally, Matthew. That's on the Jesus position at the site. And this is it. Matthew chapter 28, verse 17. Then therefore, the disciples brought him, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Each of them will obey everything he has said to you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the day. Now that's God's promise to all of us. No matter what we go through, no matter where we go, no matter what journey we're on, this summer, God is with you. Well, pray with me something for your health, body. And this is going to be hope. And I look forward to getting back together on our next episode. Thank you. And God bless you.